pill, hardcore Asia. Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
funny.
Our ears.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, guys, I would like to say, you know, welcome back to my co-host here, Bill the Butcher. He's here with us again tonight. And, of course, we have Will Turbitt here with us, I do believe. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you tonight, V?
Oh, well, you know, there's always a leaky a faucet, a squeaky wheel that needs to be fixed. And, well, we have a very interesting situation tonight that I think we should address. So I think we'll just go ahead and talk to our guest, who is Jamie Starr Johnson.
Hi, guys.
There she is.
Hi.
So, she jumped the gun a little bit there. But she's called me this evening because we have some other media productions to do, but she called me this evening being quite frantic. Now, I'm not going to say everything that was said or repeat anything, right, but I'm just going to let Jamie get into what it is that she wants to talk about, because there was just so much there that was mentioned. So we'll go ahead with this. Go ahead, Jamie.
I don't even really know where to start, you know, when you've got arrows with flames on them coming from every side, and unfortunately what I've been under for the last year and a half. And tonight, it kind of took an even more interesting, I guess you'd say, turn. Not for the good, unfortunately. I founded a foundation called Family Rights Protection Foundation. It got me into where I was advocating for families and all across the nation. One particular case seemed to bring out what I call, and I'm sure many that know me hear it all the time, the TMA clan, trolls, moles, and assholes. And I'm a-holes. And they're a clan. I mean, there's like hundreds of them. And they attack daily. It's horrible. Well, today, the foundation page that I had been hacked by somebody that came in and was going to help me when the old partner left. She wanted to step up and help me run the foundation because of the attacks. It was really hard for me to be out in the public, and I was getting attacked, and families, you know, were getting attacked. These people, and there's a specific group of them within those 100 that are very hardcore. They have secret groups. They literally, I can't go online without somebody being there, and it's not nice. They've went into my family. They've went into my friends. They go behind the scenes. They've called CPS. They've called the police department. I've had them kick in my door. And this has been going on for, you know, ever. And when I put this person in there, one day, all of a sudden, my page that I was kicked off of it. And in this process, I tried to get it back. I could not. My understanding was it was continued. Facebook, when I did the dispute, they said no. It has not been active since that happened. I did not know it existed still. I was very upset that it was gone in the first place because it was 2 years worth of everything that we had done. And it was just gone. I do have the notes that, you know, say Lisa is the one that did that. But then she went out on all these shows. Who's laughing?
Okay, so wait, hold on a second. You're telling me that people who were a part of the foundation,
yeah.
I mean, these were just people that were moderating your page, or they actually were a part of your foundation? I missed that part.
No, Nikki was my co-founder. We started this. I started in November. We met. We decided we would join forces together to do that. We had some personal things happen, but this group came from a case, I have to say it, Lee Kenworthy. And that is one of the most controversial cases of all time. It also stems from the other advocacy group or foundation, Punish for Protecting. These people wanted me to hate this group for some reason, and back then I did not, and it caused a lot of problems. Well, that's what happened when Nikki decided she would leave. The next thing I know, she's right along with the attacks. Then they're making things up and going forward. So she was a very big part of the foundation. This Lisa came in after so much damage. I was going to close. I'd had enough. My family and I have suffered greatly. So unfortunately, I don't know much about Facebook. I'm not that. I don't monitor. I don't know about groups. I just added some admins to my, you know, other page because I've done it myself. And so I don't know if I added her wrong. However she got added, she took the page. And I don't care if I added her as an admin or the next step down. She had no right. She is not even on the board of directors at that point. We had not made the agreement for her. She did not join the actual board. And I was about ready to add her. And the next day, that's when she decided to go to these horrible hate pages and join forces with them. And my page is gone. Tonight, my page is opened back up, and there is some disgusting things about me, just posting left and right, taunting by making sure I get invited to my own pages to take it my page, and now my group, the group page that was associated with it. I said, there's so much. I could... Everybody that's posting today has asked them to remove. I mean, these are things that are childish. These are things that, I mean, if somebody saw this, I don't understand why anybody would think this is okay. It's not. They've been body shaming. They've been posting lies. They've doctored pictures. They've doctored and took bits and pieces of all private conversations or private clips and done what they wanted with them. They've painted this portrait of me as somebody I'm not. There's no fact, proof, or evidence in any of it. None of it. But yet, they've been allowed on Facebook to continuously keep their hate pages, bash me, come onto my page. I don't go on to theirs. They come onto everything. I got a new page, you know, to try to go in other directions. And now they're all over that, posting bad things and lies. They, I'll say her name, Chris Odom, decided she would contact the guy I was dating. And caused a lot of problems there to the point where it was a breakup. And the threats of CPS upon his kids. And if they want to say they did, I'm not saying Chris did that threat, but I'm telling you the whole group did. Nancy Furman takes great pride in breaking me up, in saving his children, and she speaks as the voice of my children. They go and they say I beat my kids, that I don't pay attention to them. She's stupid stuff, but now she has to be the voice of my kids because I'm a horrible mom. I've never spoke to these women. I've never. The only one is Nikki. Jennifer, it was somebody else we pulled in. And they've just been doing it nonstop for a year and a half at least. It's too much, you know?
Okay, so listen, this is something that really makes me mad. When it comes to cyberbullying, Facebook claimed to be, you know, completely against, you know, cyberbullying, and it got all self-righteous and all this propaganda, and they've really just bastardized the whole concept while, you know, taking over cyberbullying. We have documented a lot of what is allowed and what isn't allowed.
Yeah.
And who is allowed to say what isn't allowed, and who is not allowed to say what isn't allowed. There is so much social engineering when it comes to what's going on, and it's done all in the fake name.
Yeah, lots of fake accounts.
They're community standards, which is a vague concept, not even a rule, not even a procedure, not even policy, but it's just at the whim of whomever may be monitoring and what they want to censor, what their prerogative is, and who's hired them. Whatever it be, some federal agency,
yep,
or some ad agency within Facebook staff. Yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. And they can take Farrakhan off of social media, but they can't take the pedophiles that are on there all the time. And they can't take off the people. I mean, literally, convicted murderers have YouTube channels. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to have a YouTube channel if you're convicted murderer. You did your time, you got out. I think anybody should be able to have a channel, including convicted murderers. And even convicted murderers, but Louis Farrakhan, he can't have one. You know, Alex Jones, he can't have one. And it just goes to show you what they're censoring. And I wanted to ask Jamie, I wonder, and I know Bill wants to throw his two cents in here too, where this ultimately all stems from.
Well, I would like to say, and this is going to be an uncomfortable opinion, okay, that what I've been listening to is this young lady is centered on Facebook, and that's not good. That's not good. The butcher shop,
on Facebook? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The butcher shop does not center on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jamie, if you want to just answer the question, I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Yeah, we lost the butcher, but yes, please, go ahead and what Will's asking is that, where is this coming from?
Okay, yes, I'm on Facebook. Social media is the number one platform, and I am here for abused, neglected, and I specialize in DCS, CPS, ABC alphabets, you know, agents, whatever they want to be called. This agency that is harming our children across the nation. I've been a national advocate, and I went from the very, you know, just walked into very high within 6 months of being with the, you know, walking with the people that have done this for a long time and then mentoring and doing things. I did the Lee Kenworthy case. There was no hate. 6 months of my, you know, life, I was covered in media in my own hometown. I did so much here in Indiana. And then when I did that case, that's where all of the very nasty ones I'm talking about came from. They were already doing it. Robert Batty has pages all over. He's staffed with Google, and he makes false narratives. I mean, they take a picture that was not even supposed to be out. They've actually taken very private pictures and put them out through hacking accounts, through Lisa. Lisa was given some medical pictures, and they put it all out. Now, Kenworthy is very controversial, but this is what I see of this group, is they attack ever since that case, they've attacked every case in the media and every advocate, every event, everyone. Why? I don't know. I mean, there's reasons for, some of them are personal. They just don't like me. They maybe don't like Lee, but there's police officers within this group, or at least affiliated with them. This Lee Kenworthy is a very high, and I am not agreeing with anything or saying anything in favor of his, let me make that very clear. But his case involved police departments. I was arrested in New Jersey over this case, guys. I was arrested, my phone seized illegally, and I was assaulted, and then they upped my charges for recording in a courtroom that Nancy Furman has now took responsibility of setting it up. They do things like this. They, I don't know. I, to me, it seems like there's a little something going on here, don't you think? Now, isn't our department one that, this department one that we are finding lots of child trafficking, basically kidnapping our children with no warrants, no due process? Well, I'm trying to bring a light to that, and I'm a very loud voice. I am a very loud voice. I'm with you, you know, with Anna King. I've done the Family King trials. I was a public figure before I ever came to this venue. I came here to help because I've been in these people's shoes 21 years ago. And when they came here to my daughter, I saw something, and I just wanted to help. Well, I got in here, and I could not believe it. I have not seen hate and anger. I mean, these people use these foul words, and they don't get taken off. They can say some word, and if I said it, they hacked my account, somebody, and put idiot. And I was wiped for 30 days. But they call me, and I mean, they're posting things about sexual things and relationships and my body and body shaming. And I mean, they've posted pictures of, I'm a model, so yeah, we do a little editing. But I'm not ashamed of the way I look. Check out four beautiful kids. But they go and they use those very personal things to very, I've never seen such attacks, personal. They don't even know me, and there's hundreds. But the core bit of them seem to be the ones that push them. They have secret groups where they all meet. And how I know this is because a lot of them have gotten sick of seeing what they're doing. They're taking it to a whole new level. That's what's wrong. Hate online is hate online, and I understand that. Not liking somebody, not liking somebody, you know. But when they go for a year and a half, my family is terrified because they posted my grandma's, our family farm, on a page. They've posted my daughter in a video on their hate pages, calling her, my 8-year-old daughter, a liar. Yet they are the voices for children. I'm shocked at how Facebook, Google has assisted in the harassment and abuse of not just me, but several of these people that are dealing with CPS and DCS already. It doesn't matter what the stance is on the story, they attack it. I'd like to know why. Somebody maybe needs to ask them. Somebody asks why they hate me so much. I don't know. Ask them. I don't know why they're so full of hate, but there's something behind it, don't you think? I mean, does that not seem odd to you guys?
Well, you know, I'm going to say that, in case people didn't hear you, because the sound kind of dropped out there, you have been doing a lot of media stuff. You've even been a guest co-host with me on Family Case Files TV show, our network, TTN, which you can find on YouTube, Truthtainment TV Network. And the only negative comments that we have had on our YouTube channel, besides a couple perps who has it in for Anthony, who immediately had the block. But other than that, we've never had any negative comments until your appearances came along. Yep. And it's from the very people that you're mentioning. It's like, they must be stalking you or something. But,
they
but
are stalking
we gotta
me
go to commercial
to
break,
to
though.
Queen.
But Jamie, I want you to hold on. We're gonna go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Okay. So, I've got to do a little rant here for a second, if you guys don't mind. Listen, I know that there's a lot of people out there trying to do the right thing, trying to do activism. Activism is hard. It's really hard. You've got to make a lot of sacrifices, time, money. And you become so, I don't want to say bitter. Some people become a little bitter. Some people, for whatever reasons, and some people, you know, they have their success. And, you know, it's a mixed bag of nuts. But what I can't understand is if there's people out there trying to do the right thing and be activists, and you can't sit there and tear somebody else down that's also trying to do the right thing. Now, you can, if you don't like somebody, that has no place in activism. okay, there are other people who are activists who have a good message. And I've spoken to these people. You know, our personalities don't mix. You know, really kind of, you know, horrible people. And there's a lot of times I would like to say, well, you know, nobody should be really listening to this jerk or that person. But I don't do that until I see these people misstep. You know, what somebody is like at home and what somebody is like at work are two different things. You do your job and you're doing it efficiently. There should be nothing anybody can say. Now, if you're going to bring a whole bunch of this, a whole bunch of that to the table and to destroy someone's work that is ultimately working for the betterment of everyone else, I mean, you can be a raging alcoholic at home and be perfect at work. I can't say anything. There are people that other people want me to expose because of the fraudulent things that they have done. And I've got a lot of stuff on paper, a lot of things on paper, but I'm not going to do that until they've been taken to court and it is, you know, really, really out there. If it comes time for me to really expose, then I will. But I'm not going to sit there and destroy the morale of the whole because of a few rotten people. Now, I'm not suggesting in any way, shape, or form that you're a rotten person, because I wouldn't be working with you, Jamie, if you were. But these people who are seeking to destroy you can either be one of two things: really, really jealous people, or they're infraguard, you know, undercover stooges of the system. And which one do you think this could be? Which scenario?
Because what they do is the big ones like you're talking about, which again is the main core that I'm talking about, that have been there for 5 years, they have collected people along the way that are jealous. Like, I'm sorry, but the personal problems between Nikki, Jennifer, and I. We work together. We know each other. You know, we started this. They had some personal issues with me, but it was heightened by the group, and it continued to be poked and poked and poked until they agreed. I have one of them that has turned back and said, look, guys, I'm done. You guys are sick. And she came to me, and she apologized. She's sick, and she wants to make things right. And I accepted. But I also know what was done behind the scenes a little bit now. And some of them are so, I just, there's more to it, because there's no way somebody that's jealous, because we did, I mean, we shared a moment that we'll never be able to separate between Nikki and I. And that was unfortunately a death of a child. And we went through that together. So, you know, you always have everything okay. We didn't always see eye to eye. We had a big falling out at the end. When that falling out happened between her husband and her, it was heightened by this other group. They grabbed it and they twisted it and they turned it. So to me, I believe that there are people here for a professional, whatever reason. Why would you do this for 5 years? Why would you spend every moment making sure to follow every single case? Yes, I believe there's more there. But I do believe that some of these people just don't like each other.
Okay, and we're going to go to commercial break, but I'm going to say that these haters have been blocked from our YouTube channel, so this Nikki Burton and these other individuals, who I don't remember, I only remember Nikki because you brought her name up, but they're blocked.
Yeah, I mean, Nikki was the co-founder, there's no doubt of that. That's what we
do. Okay. So, well, we got to go to commercial break. We'll continue this, okay? We'll come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
All right. So, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and we still have Jamie Star Johnson on the line. Now,
can I interject something?
I was just about to ask you guys, what are you guys thinking so far here?
I'm going to interject something here, and it's not going to be very popular. Okay, Jamie, listen. Okay, I'm pretty astute with politics and things like that. I would like you to interject in this broadcast. What is your purpose? What is your problem? I would like you to address exactly what everyone has done to you. What is your goal? Everything, because I've listened to you for a half an hour here, and it frankly, you're not making any sense. Can you please clarify for us, please? And that's all I'm going to say.
I don't make any sense. I want these people that have no business being in my life to stop interfering. They have caused problems for me to help people. They've went behind when I've tried to had, you know, get higher gigs, even when I've went outside because I do other things. They've caused that. They've went into every public forum and slandered, libel, everything you can think of in the most disgusting ways, from I'm going to put you with a pedophile, like you were talking about earlier, Facebook. Why would Facebook have a pedophile on that they then say I brought in? Well, number one, I'm not even supposed to be on Facebook. Number two, didn't talk to him. But these are the kind of stories that they tell. These are stories I'm supposed to be helping children, that they go in and say I've harmed cases. There's no evidence I've ever harmed one. In fact, I've saved many, many families from being separated. I wanted to do my work. I came into this to help. I didn't come here because it was my dream job. I was retired, and my child 21 years ago was wrongfully taken. When she was wrongfully taken, I watched two police departments, because see, I worked for the police. The guy accused worked for the police. And even though he got found not guilty, and as a police officer to this day, I lost custody of my daughter forever. I went on with life, you know, whatever it is. I got her to a point where she was given back to me, but I went on with life. And then I have another child, and the laws had changed in reporting at your schools. Okay, I didn't understand that this was a big problem. When I came into this, even at that, I was like, oh, I'm going to help in DCS. No, it's not just that. You've got your schools, you've got your hospitals, you've got so many different avenues, domestic violence, drug addictions, poverty. I saw things that were not only the same as 21 years ago, but far, far worse. And then I had a weekend. They put a note on my door saying my daughter was accused, you know, abused, and I was being accused of it, but nothing more. And now, this was such an emergency, but I didn't hear back for the whole weekend. Now, they sent my daughter home with no note, no saying that there was an injury. I sent her to her dad. There was no injury. She had a scratch on her stomach. It went through 2 weeks of arguing with that, you know, DCS. They broke the agreement to get a warrant, bullied my principal, and interviewed my child. There was no way they were going to take my kid, so I studied through the weekend. I got to the point, Monday she came, I did what I needed to do. Nothing happened, even after interviewing. Now, I went the steps to get I wanted the caseworker to answer for her wrongdoing. Now, I was told she was fired, and this has come over and over since I've worked this now, where, you know, one big high-profile case, the caseworker was supposed to be fired because she sat in a room with a dead baby. Five caseworkers and workers from the department were there the day this baby died finally after 2 weeks of starvation. Not one of them looked down. Instead, one of them called the adopted mom and said, I think something's wrong with the baby. But she was working in another county. The lady that was supposed to be fired for mine, working in another county. So it was something that I saw, and I still was guided by God. Don't go back doing what you're doing, Jamie. Come help these families, because there's nobody that can relate to them like you can. And that's what I did. And when I came here, I was helping a lot. But when some, you know, this group, it is so massive, and they repeat it. Now, if you talk to some of the people that have been a part of this, like I had a high-profile case of Paisley and her brother Riley, Grandma Danette. They almost, like she said, they almost had her convinced that I was such this horrible person, because how come these things would be said in a mass amount? But no facts, evidence, and proof had ever been provided to her, and it started showing the other way. This harmed me. I could no longer, I had no income for 2 years, and I'm not saying I'm looking here to get rich, guys, but I have to make expenses. I was not, every time I tried to do anything, they twist it to the point where I'm a fraud, or it harmed me, my family, my children that need that. I was disabled, but I still tried to come back, and I just had surgery, and I'm trying to get back on my feet. And they're still, they cost me a job. I had a job, and they called them. And they'll tell them that I've done X, Y, and Z with no proof. And these people don't want to deal with it. You know,
and you know what? Let me interrupt you here. Hold on. Let me interrupt you here. I do remember. Okay, of course, these people came and said terrible things onto the YouTube channel. These comments did not see the light of day. We have, you know, approval for these comments. So thank goodness for that. But I did see a video of a guy who made a video about you, and it had something that you were saying, something about defending yourself with your Second Amendment right. And this guy completely twisted your words, like, she's threatening people. She's threatening to shoot people. She's a terrorist. It's like, oh my God, where did this
DPS
come from?
Guys, and I was compelled to show my gun and interview my children on something that never existed. And then I was told he was going to shoot me in the head. He said that publicly and wrote it 4 times. I have it screenshotted. Now, here's another thing. I have tried to contact the police department, state, local, and FBI, because this is too much. You get threatened to be shot in the head. And they're following me. They've posted pictures of me in Florida. I live in Indiana. They've put my house online with my address. I have 2 little children here. These people have put my grandmother's house on, and it's been my grandma's house been there 50 years. Never once broke in until they put it online, and now it's constantly, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. My mother, my daughter, I will not, what I want them to stop and pay the consequences of harming me. And nobody will do anything. The police department here, one of those officers is Gideon up right alongside of them. And he and I have had problems because I caught him breaking my rights and getting me harmed. And
Jamie, yesterday I took a day off yesterday because I had personal issues, family issues, okay? And my issues were with the Child Protective Services. And in the last 24 hours, I have destroyed Capstone Academy in Utah. Basically, destroyed them. Okay? I did this. I would like you to give me specifics on how these people did you wrong. I would like to hear these things because I know I'm not a nice guy. I'm Bill the Butcher.
Well, Bill, just to make this very short.
But I am a nice girl. Bill, you might not be a nice guy, but I'm very nice. And I help
people. I'm not a nice guy.
But hold on. Bill's probably having a hard time understanding you. Bill, she's been slandered.
She's been slandered.
Listen. She's been slandered online. She's been attacked. She's been threatened. It has cost her her job, etc.
Listen.
It cost me a whole foundation
that I built for
2 years.
She's been slandered on Facebook. Okay?
No, sir, you're not
Facebook.
I've had police officers in my house kick in my door from them and put a gun to my face.
Jamie, I understand. I have had SWAT teams in my house, okay? I truly understand what you're saying, but I would like to know the details of why they did this to you, okay?
I don't know. Why don't we ask them that? The same thing you guys keep asking me why they hate me. I don't know because I'm not them. I can only control and do myself, and what I've done is take the upper road every time. I have tried to defend myself a couple times, but I can't ignore these people. And you know what they do? They then start contacting my family. Now, you're going to tell me that threatening my boyfriend's kids with CPS is okay, and that's acceptable? Because not only that, but then they put CPS in my house twice, like he said, over a gun issue 5 months later. They've never seen it. Then they, at the beginning, why I stopped doing professional shows, because they contacted the police department specifically, the officer I had problems with who falsely arrested me, and made sure to tell them that I was trying to kill myself and kill other people. So what did they do? Within less than 5 minutes, this police department was here. I was in my house with earbuds doing my laundry. They had my garage door open. See, I have all the police department's body cams. They're saying less than 2 minutes they tried to contact me for a video that never existed. They've never seen it. They kicked in my door and came around the corner. Now, all I heard was somebody kicking in my door. Never once did they say, please, I own weapons. And if I had brought that down, it was 1 week after the same kind of situation had happened. I watched the same group put another man, you know, away in a, it helped him by making sure they contacted the right facilities. They say the right words. They They take everything. They had every single knit. Okay? They had my personal relationships all over. Now, you tell me, like he said, is that, does your coworker get to know all about? I don't know nothing about these people.
And now, Jamie, what's the best way for people to reach out to you and to help you out? Because I don't want this whole hour to go by without people being able to help you out, because we're all a community. We all have to stick into this together, and that's what it's going to take. We all have to stick together, or most assuredly we'll hang separately, as Jeff, as Franklin said. So how can people help you out?
I wouldn't even know at this point. I mean, I tried to get a police report and get restraining orders. That's all I want, is them to leave me alone. I have had to back off of everything I do. Like, I'm not advocating anymore. I'm not out here. And anytime I am, that's what happens. I want these pages reported, you know, but they don't shut them down. I have people right now blowing me up saying, we're reporting. And then I have people saying, Jamie, how dare you, you know, post that? It's embarrassing. It's insulting. And it's, I just want to be left alone to be able to do my job.
So,
and my family.
And there's these people that want to micromanage you, and they're not even really affiliated with you anymore. And we had a short discussion about this. When it comes to these perps, these InfraGuard agents, these people who are made COP foolishly by the establishment that be, because what they like to do is they like to turn people in on each other, and they'll use jealousy, they'll use whatever. Now, what I was explaining to Jamie off air is that, you know, these people will make you stop doing what it is what they don't want you to do. Like, they'll say, like, we don't want you to do this, and then we'll back off of you. And then once you back off, they'll come up with something else. Well, we don't want you to do that anymore, and we promise we'll back off. All while they're tightening their grip on you. And as a target individual, and have dealt with the feds directly with this one, I know this to be a method in which they use. Now, I want to put it out there. I don't know the names. I just remember Nancy Burton.
Nancy Furman. She is the worst.
Okay. Nancy, okay. And what I want to put out there to people like this Nancy and everyone else, listen, you're not a good person. If you think you're a good person, you're fooling yourself. Okay? There are too many people in this world who are trying to do the right thing. And if you don't believe someone's doing the right thing, then guess what? Spend your time doing better than that person. Because you're wasting time trying to tear someone else down. You're wasting time. You think you're an advocate for kids, and you're acting like a stalker bully, destroying someone's page, destroying someone's relationships, destroying someone's employment. You are a terrorist at this point.
I can't let my kids go outside by themselves because they let my kids' vulnerability be known.
Jamie, I would like to say one thing before I sign out. Is I am totally in your court with your family and your children, your grandchildren, whatever. I am totally there. I totally understand what's going on. And I see the confusion, and I see the attack and everything. It's wrong. Everything they're doing is wrong. Okay? They count on people not understanding what's going on. They count on people panicking. We love our family. I love my family. I love my granddaughter. I went through this just yesterday. When I didn't appear on the show last night, was because I was fighting for my family, and I won. And I destroyed people's lives. When I did that, I destroyed people's lives when I did that. But I totally understand what you're saying. Please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I do understand. I do understand. And my hearts and prayers are with your family.
You know, they targeted my daughter, who's the victim of it, and now because she's scared of losing my grandson. I haven't seen or talked to my grandson since June 4th when they sent CPS to my door. And when I stood up for my rights, they started telling her that, you know, oh, well, my son, your son was in there. You're going to lose him. What do you think that does to my daughter? They're supposed to be advocates for children, but my daughter is a victim. And they just scared the crap out of her to the point where now I haven't seen my daughter that I did take care of since age 12 and 23 and my grandson, because I was able to get her back. Maybe not win her back in court, but I got her. And all I want is I should be able to go to work, like you said, and go to work and then come home and be able to enjoy my family. And I can't even do that. I'm scared in my own house because they've put it all over the line. I just want people to see that for what it is and just don't do this. I mean, I'm not the only victim. I'm not it. It's not all about Jamie. I mean, I'm watching this happen to many others. Anybody that stood up for me.
Can you highlight these people? I got to have the names, and because this needs to be, everyone needs to know. It's not you posting these horrible things on your foundation page because you no longer have control of it, and etc. We know who, and we're going to find out who has taken control of the page. If I get my anonymous hacker friends, we'll do it, and we will find you out, and we will be addressing you in other ways. I'll let you cease and desist. So we got this Nancy person. Who else?
Nancy Furman. I actually had to make cards for these guys, people, because there's so many. But they're also on, these are like Jay Moss and Randy Davis. They have a show. Melissa Foster, she did all these shows on me that had no fact basis, you know, anything. Damian Breedlove, he threatened to shoot me in the head and attacked women left and right in this movement. Nancy Furman, Miko Haynes, he has done an 8 hours on live, and I've asked him to remove it. And every time, I've even tried to talk to these people. Lisa Lucy, she's an attorney running one of those hate pages. Ryan Swindle, who has admitted that he only did this. And this was one of the main people. Ryan Swindle and CJ Abernathy started this one. I would not denounce Fran Amato Banfield because they would not give me any facts. They said she did this, this, and this. The same things they say about me. And I said, please give me proof then. And I did say, you know, was like with around them for about 9 months until I made my own decision and I walked away because I saw what was, I saw it. It was evidence, fact, and, you know, something to me that bothered me. So I walked away. But they've admitted that because I refused to hate, with Lee Kenworthy's case, I was put in a position where I had to work with Fran, CJ and Fran. And CJ and Ryan gave me all calls and said, no, we ain't working with Fran. I said, I don't have a choice. This is a case. Do you have a choice who you work with at McDonald's? So then they said I was guilty by association. Larry White. And unfortunately, I have one that has passed away, but I'm going to say her name because she put my kids' house, my name, and her daughter has threatened me and my life if I come into Kansas City. Her name is Dana Longhorn. Robert Patty. Lisa Barnes. We have Randy Davis. I said, Karen Paterna, Alabama attorney. These are Andy Newmack. He's all over. Now, these people are all commenting right now on those pages, encouraging what they're doing. Melissa Foster said, I got a bunch, guys. Some of them are spoof accounts. And April Miller, Kendra Kay, Nikki Whistler, Lisa Renegade, Emily is Dana Longhorn's daughter. She is the one that, unfortunately, Linda Epperson, Indiana grandma, who has been bashing me in my own state. Some of these people live in my state. They know where I live, and they're posting my location in real time. That's scary. Tim Fummy, Valley Perez is with the police department. In some way, we've not been able to completely find out, but she is affiliated with Lee Kenworthy's police department that he was suing. She's affiliated with the police department. She's either a police or her husband or somebody.
Okay, we are running out of time for this episode. I know the list was going to be that long, but I do know that some of the names that you mentioned, some of these people are in a group that there's a hate group against Amy Sharone. Now, I happen to know Amy Sharone is the biggest fraud in the world, but even seeing the hate group, some of these people are just hate-filled people, and they need someone to hate on. I think they're part of just hate group culture, and they need a target at all times. Amy Sharone, worst person in the world, but I don't ever want to be bashing, spending my entire life, because the group turned from an information group to just... anything to twist and pervert her image. You know, oh, here's a picture of her in the library. She looks fat. Look at this fat, you know, fat. You know, and you know, stuff like that. And, you know, keep it factual. You got a group. I know she's a fraud, but keep it factual. Stay on point, and these people don't do that. So,
they can't stay on point because they have to confuse you, like somebody said. There's no evidence. There's no fraud. But they have to, it's the same story every single one, too. It's a fraud. It's, you know, the next thing is they do this to exploit something. There's a pattern of what they attack each and every person with. Drugs are the big thing. They have a picture right now with me, and I have glasses. And you can't see, I have a glare. And like they're saying your eyes are, you know, pupils are big and stuff. So it's just these constant things. So then they send the police here, who question me and break in my house and want me to show them my medicine with no nothing. And when I wouldn't, then it's keep me handcuffed for 45 minutes. I was handcuffed outside my house. First of all, I kicked them out of my house, but that's the kind of stuff that I cannot have.
And I understand that, and this is a message out to the haters out there. Quit hating. I wish I could say it say more, but we've run out of time for the show. Jamie, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, and hopefully we'll get these issues addressed with you, and especially with Facebook. And guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.